to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I want to make thing absolutely clear, and that is we are going to continue with this race for the U.S. Senate. We've given it a lot of thought, and the first thing we felt we had to do was we had offended some people, and we tried to respond to that and let people know that we didn't mean anybody or to take in any way rape anything less than very, very seriously. But following that, I've had a chance now to have run through a primary, and the party people said, when you win the primary, then we'll be with you. Well, they were with us, but then I said one word and one sentence on one day, and everything changed.
There's the Missouri Congressman and Senate candidate Todd Akin explaining that he's not dropping out of the race, despite calls from Mitt Romney and probably every other Republican to get out. So let's get started with this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show by talking about this guy. Here's the chairman of the Republican National Committee talking to Wolf Blitzer about Akin and how the RNC will not give him any support in his Senate race at all. No ads, no volunteers, no money. Nothing.
Mitt Romney did say just recently, within the last hour, that I will tell you that Mr. Akin ought to listen to the advice that we're giving him. The nominee of our party is being very clear. I will tell you, Wolf, that Mitt Romney led the charge. I mean, when Mitt Romney came out very strongly yesterday, we followed suit, and so I think he showed a lot of leadership in doing this. Well, what's happening now is I'm assuming that many people are talking to him. And, you know, it is ultimately up to him. However, I hope that he understands and puts a few things together in his head that if we don't get this thing straight in the next hour and a half, he puts our party in a worse situation there in Missouri, and we want to win that seat. And, you know, his comments are just over the top and something that we're not going to stand around and just blow off.
So if he stubbornly says, you know what, the Republican primary, they elected me, I'm going to listen to the people of Missouri, and he stays in this race, can he win? Can he beat Claire McCaskill?
It'd be pretty tough to do without any money.
Will the RNC suspend any campaign fundraising for him?
Yeah, I mean we're not gonna send any money toward that race or spend money on the ground in that particular race. We're obviously going to work very hard for a nominee in Missouri, up and down the ticket, congressional seats, but. I've already called off the phone banks and all of the volunteers for Congressman Akin's race there. So it's up to him. He's got an hour and a half, and it's up to him. I think he ought to do the right thing for this country and get out of the race. But we'll see what happens. But otherwise, no, we're not going to spend money in his race in Missouri.
And basically walk away from that race. Well, what do you think? Give me your ballpark guess right now. Have you directly spoken to him? Have you called him? Do you plan on doing it in the next less than 90 minutes?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've left the message for him. I haven't talked to him, Wolf. I'll tell you that. But I know a lot of people have. And he's been watching what's going on. Some of his inner circle are talking to him, and you know, we just got to hope that he does the right thing and he understands what's at stake and how his comments have affected this race and really what's better for this country. And you know, I heard the clips that he was, you know, this is these are comments that in multiple cases in that same. Phrase and sense that he used that just don't make a whole lot of sense and really just don't square with either the party and I think the American people at all. So, I mean, it's too off base, Wolf, to sit around and allow this stuff to go on.
Coming up, some more reaction to Congressman Todd Akin's comments. Is he getting a raw deal, this guy, Congressman Akin?
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
We continue with the focus and the challenge of trying to deal with Mr. Todd Akin's recent comments about, he used the phrase, actually, legitimate rape. Host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talked to one of their callers who thinks Akin actually is right.
Hey, the guy has apologized for it, but it was just so stupid. I mean, does he believe this? Does he actually still, in his apology, did he say, I don't believe in this junk science? Where did he get this idea anyway? I'd never heard this. And all the arguments I've heard, the pro-life arguments, I've never heard this.
I think this is, divining what he was trying to say, which is very difficult considering what he did say. But I think he was trying to speak to research about the incidence of abortion in the case of rape and incest, that where they really account for 1% or slightly less than 1% of all abortions performed. So the issue is really the 99% where it is not the result of a violent criminal act. And I think that's where he was going, but obviously it was a mangled mess. I have text, the immediate and correct action with Akin is for him to get out, period. Don't be a weasel, Dan. That's a real compelling argument. Thank you.
Let's go to John from Chicago. Hello, John.
Thanks for letting me on. I agree with, let me say this. Let me run by you what I'm think about what Akin did. I think he was right. I think he was as physiologically accurate. The way I understand it, he used legitimate. He should have used actual. And an actual rape, the shock factor impedes conception. And if you contrast that to consensual sex, you see what he was
doing. Do you have science to support this position, Jen?
Here's the bottom line is this. 32,000 rapes a year according to the CDC, result in pregnancy. So I mean, this is not the conversation. It is a violent criminal act. It shouldn't be minimized, and this is not a productive conversation.
Well, but unfortunately, let's expose,
and this also happens not to be true.
Let's expose our ignoramuses as much as we expose the left's. John, what do you say to this?
Well,
32,000 pregnancies come from rape.
Well, hold on just a second. There is a shock. There is the shock factor in rape, and that this impedes conception.
You just heard the statistics, and so what?
And so, what's the point?
Well, the point was he should have said actual rape.
John, let me ask you the question. I understand what you're saying. We just came up with a statistic here, and you're telling us the statistic is not true? Is it true?
Hold on just a minute. How many rapes were there, and how, out of these 33,000?
That's quite a few people that quite a few pregnancies,
this isn't a percentage. It's 32,000 women.
32,000
and it's about, as I understand, it's about one-fifth. So it's about one. It's 150,000 rapes a year.
Isn't that significant, John?
They're both horrific numbers.
Isn't that significant, John?
I think it's significant, but the point is, there is a shock.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know about that, but even if assuming arguendo that it's true, that's a great assumption to make, you still have 32,000 pregnancies arising out of it, so it was ridiculous for the guy to talk about it.
Here's another talk host named Simon Conway talking this time to Dr. Elena George about his, Simon's, belief that Todd Akin shouldn't run for Senate because he's an idiot.
I've said on the air today that the main reason that Todd Akin should not run for United States Senate is because he's an idiot. That's the fundamental reason. Am I right? Am I on good medical grounds suggesting that, Dr. George?
Well, I try to be a little bit more politically correct, but I think you're right on point. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no science to back anything of what he just said up. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous. As a matter of fact, a woman is probably more likely to get pregnant if she's raped.
Wow.
And studies have shown that.
That's equally outrageous to me, I have to say.
Yeah.
Why is that the case?
Well, you think about it. There's no protection. There's the woman might be in her ovulating, and mm-hmm. so she's actually more likely to be pregnant, or get pregnant, I should say.
I was told it was roughly 5% and for couples in committed relationships having, or not even in committed relationships, having unprotected sex, and rape victims having unprotected sex, so about 5% chance of getting pregnant each time.
It actually depends on when. Mm-hmm. So if you're highly fertile, the percentage actually goes up.
Mm.
And, you know, that depends on unfortunate woman and the timing of the attack.
Mm. Now, I've done some research of my own, and this goes back. The earliest I can find is about 1290, the year 1290, from Britain, where this was about a law. This was law, and it says, and I'm quoting the law, if, however, the woman should have conceived at the time alleged in the appeal, it abates, for without a woman's consent, she could not conceive. That's from 1290. So we're dealing with 13th century science, apparently.
We're dealing with politicians trying to exert their ignorance over everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be a lesson to anybody who thinks that people in Congress are, you know enough to write about health care or say anything that controls a person's health decision. They're totally ignorant.
Mm. I guess I should ask you, although we didn't bring you on for the politics of this. Do you think this guy should just quit and go home?
I can't get inside somebody's head, but just think about it. He sits on the science committee, and this is what he's coming up with. Mm. I shudder to think what else they're discussing in the science committee. But this is the level of ignorance that they're dealing with.
Up next, let's get out of this and sort of segue into the presidential race. Latest discussions from the campaign trail up next on the Countdown Show.
Have every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So you know what we do here on the Talk Radio Countdown. We review the hot hits, surveying stations all around the country every day and all week long. Here is host R.J. Harris with Ann Coulter. They talk about the Obama campaign continuously spending more money than they raise, which is the same thing he does pretty much with the economy, right?
Is it only me who gets upset when I hear it reported for the second month in a row, the Obama campaign has spent more than they've taken in? Second month in a row. Isn't that what this guy's about, A to Z?
That's an excellent point. Yes. Yes. So, I mean, it's more just, it's really asymmetrical warfare, the way these guys fight, going, trying to pull up some sort of scandal or turn nothingness into scandal, and it's going to have to be nothingness with candidates like Romney and Ryan, because they not only have no skeletons in the closet, they don't have a closet.
Well, and I'm amazed at how far-reaching all this goes when one of the big news stories is a congressman, apologizing for skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee.
I know. It sounds fun, doesn't it?
It does sound fun, and I can't even believe that's taking up time. But anything to get away from talking about the economy and jobs seems to be the M.O.
No, that's absolutely right. And because of the groupthink of Democrats, it works on them. Just throw out a slogan, war on women, offshore tax accounts, Bain, Halliburton, Bush lied, kids died, and it rallies their base. That doesn't work on Republicans, and I hope it doesn't work on a majority of Americans still. It has not led to peace and prosperity any place it's been tried.
Host Chris DeGaulle talking about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He seems to be upset that Mitt Romney picked Paul Ryan as his running mate instead of him.
Christie shows up yesterday on the boardwalk, holds a press conference. You're not going to convince me. I know he's been coy. Oh, I don't know that I'm going to be asked. I'm not sure. He wanted this. He wanted to be asked. Don't kid yourself, and he's a little bummed out he didn't get the gig. You can tell, because when he's asked what he specifically thinks about Paul Ryan, this is all he brings himself to say.
When did I find out that I wasn't going to be Governor Romney's running mate, and how did I find out? Was the question.
Christie says he got an email from Romney a week ago Friday saying he needed to talk. They spoke by phone.
He told me that he had decided to go in a different direction for vice president, asked me if I'd be willing to do the keynote address. I told him that I would be.
His answer to what he thinks of Paul Ryan was brief.
I like Congressman Ryan. He's a good guy.
You know, he's a good guy.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's all right. You know, if you're into the P90X, 32-inch waist, full head of hair thing, if you like that, if, you know, smart, bright.
Piercing blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Congressman Rice. Good guy.
Good guy. Yeah, fine. Next question. He wanted that. He wanted to be asked. And I was willing to go out on a limb as late as a month ago to say it was going to be him. He had every reason to believe, and most of us did, that he was seriously being considered. Sure. Paul Ryan, nice. Yeah, sure. You know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like you've been dumped by your girlfriend for the, you know, for the one of the guys on the wrestling squad. Oh, I see.
Email, nonetheless.
Yeah, on an email. Oh, I see. So you've decided to start dating John, have you?
I like Congressman Ryan. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this means also that he's really going to bring it, though, in that keynote address at the convention next week.
Oh, absolutely he will. He's been working on that. And that was one of the things he said yesterday. They're not giving me a personality ectomy. I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
No, he'll thunder.
Yeah.
You want to be in front of your television for two political events this year. They are, in no particular order, the Chris Christie primetime keynote address from Tampa next week, and when Paul Ryan meets Joe Biden in October for the VP debate. Those are the two things you could charge people to watch, and they would.
I thought that Christie didn't want it. All right, well, what do you think? Help yourself. You'll be up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 800-510-TALK.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Country input now at 800-510-8255. The subject matter is Mr. Aiken. The so-called Aiken flap, if you will, is the news media doing a good job, bad job? What's the story with this guy? I've told you pretty much what I think under the circumstances. We had a poll at DougStephan.com about it. And so we get to your calls. Ronald in Oklahoma with thoughts on Mr. Aiken.
I was just calling in to talk about the Congressman Aiken. I think he should step down. Those comments were way over the top. And I just think he should step down as soon as possible before it starts hurting the Republicans even more. He'll probably still get a lot of votes. He'll probably still do well in that Senate race against Claire McCaskill.
All right, so why does this not bother some people and bother others? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow all of the conversation if you'd like on the Twitter and Facebook accounts. You can get to them. Follow the instructions in the listen box at DougStephan.com. Wayne's in Florida. News media is the bad guy here.
I understand all the publicity and all the stories this morning in regard to Mr. Aiken's remarks, but I think it bears repeating that the country is reminded once again that the political party that is far and away and above in support of abortion and partial birth abortion in particular is the Democratic Party. Barack Obama has firmly supported partial birth abortion and abortion in general. So, you know, the media can make whatever hay it wants to make about this Aiken remark, all it wants to. But the American people know which political party is the party of abortion, and that is the Democratic Party. His position is not really that important to me, as long as a Republican ends up winning that state.
800-510-8255. Well, you can feel as you do. And just in this, it isn't just this day and age. It's just putting those two words together bothered a lot of people, bothered me. And looking at him, watching him, listening to him, there's nothing about what this... I mean, there's a constituency, obviously, for it, and that gentleman is one of them. Linda calls from Kingman, Arizona. Are you another one of the constituents for that thinking?
The Republican platform is exactly what Akin said. I think this is a tempest in a teapot. I don't think he should.
So the Republican Party believes in legitimate, in that term, that phrase, is such a thing as a legitimate rape?
Well, he probably used the wrong words.
Well,
for
probably,
legitimate.
Yeah, he what? Did use the wrong words, but he doesn't. What is there about the thinking? Why would somebody like that even get votes and support?
Well, the only thing that he was saying, I was in the pro-life movement and picketed every week for years and years. I have a lot of children. Dr. Wilkie, who was a doctor, CNN reported he was, and he was the father of the pro-life movement, always said that there were only 1% of rape victims that became pregnant. We consider that a blessing. And all he said, and he was being asked all of these questions, was that... He understood that doctors had said that, and that was absolutely true, that doctors had said only about 1% of women that
how
are
do you
raped.
Know that? How do you know that's absolutely true?
Well, Dr. Wilkie,
who's Dr. Wilkie from Dr. Schmilke, from Dr. Kronhaus to Dr. So, how do you know?
Statistics
it's,
show
ma'am,
that.
Here's what I would like you to admit, if you don't mind, because this obviously hits a nerve with a lot of people. It wouldn't make any difference what this guy said. You would think that he was okay because of whatever your background is, and that's okay. But standing up for what you believe in is better than trying to use other people to shore up what this guy's point of view
is. I'm pointing
is.
Out it's exactly in line with the Republican platform.
Well, that's maybe I shouldn't vote for Mitt Romney then, because if that's the Republican platform, I'm not for it. I'm not. Maybe I'll sit out the election. Or I'm more and more every day thinking I ought to write in, just write somebody, or maybe vote for the Libertarian, because that's where my heart is. Anyway, this stuff is nobody's business. Nobody's. The whole abortion discussion now that's back comes up. It's like the gun control thing. It comes back, and this same sort of stuff comes from the same sort of people. And I'm not denigrating. If you have that point of view, fine. But why do you think you have to foster it or push it on everybody else? And the just the kind of, just the attitude that people have about this sort of thing. Do I believe in abortion? No. If someone that I was involved in with got pregnant, would I want them to have an abortion? No. Would I counsel them or hope that they would carry the baby through to term and put it up for adoption? Yes. But these people who preach and keep saying, you got to do this, you got to do that, why does it affect you? How is it something you say you want to save an unborn? Okay. That we all want to do that. But you get to a point with somebody and you just, it doesn't work anymore, so you stop. You look into the eyes of these people and there's some kind of adjustment, I guess. I don't know. I mean, when I watch that guy, even I could understand it. When I first read the way the thing was, you could argue it was taken out of context or that it was something that would, how can you legitimize, my first comment was, how do you legitimize rape? What's a legitimate rape? And then you read, or you think it through, okay, the cases where somebody is really guilty of raping somebody, that could be the translation. But it just, I don't know, just the fervor about this. Here's an email from Maggie, who writes, as always, I appreciate your even-handedness. Like you, I'm not happy with either candidate, but I'm coming down in the end for Obama. This Akin flap did it for me. I question, however, your emphasis on Aiken's stupidity in what he said. It has nothing to do with brains or education. And then she points out that Ryan was a co-signer of Aiken's abortion moment of conception bill in the House. And she asked me, this lady asked me, if Ryan is stupid. I don't think so. Do I want him for a VP? No, I do not. Aiken's views were not as surprising to me because I listen pretty often to the Catholic station just before you come on here at 5 o'clock. A lot of discussions, but also a lot on abortion and callers. I suspect there are millions of Catholics who only vote on the abortion issue, and Aiken is fine with them. I experienced this passion on abortion when I was in the Reform Party, and Pat Buchanan was our second favorite speaker because of the shared economic nationalism, anti-NAFTA, that sort of thing. She liked Perot. But then when Pat got serious, he wanted to take over our party and turn it from neutral on social issues to the Right to Life Party, destroyed the party. I'm not sure Buchanan did that, but the party has been destroyed by the Right to Life group. I think you're right about that. That's why I'm not in it anymore. I've been a Republican all my life. I'm not in it anymore because of this kind of stuff. Anyway, she goes on to, and Santorum is another one of these, and look at how far he got in the race. Lady finishes by saying, I don't think the repercussions from Aiken are over despite the quick and overwhelming response of the Republican Party against him continuing. And so, Maggie, thank you for your passion. 800-510-8255. Next up is Judy in Missouri.
I find this laughable. This is a gotcha question set up by the Democrats to take Todd Aiken down. Regarding Todd Aiken's election in Missouri, he is leading in three polls. The Republicans need to remember that. How convenient for the Democrats to want to take him out of the race. I will continue to support Todd Aiken, and you just remember it's the Democrats and this president who support overwhelmingly abortion in this country. Innocent lives every day murdered in this country, in the United States of America.
Wow. Whew. How angry is that? All right. Welcome to be angry. Express yourself as you will. 800-510-8255. This is the kind of stuff that gets people, that pushes people over the top in so many different ways. So we're talking about Congressman Todd Aiken, who's under fire for the remarks he made on abortion and rape. He insisted that he would not leave the Senate race despite pressure from his fellow Republicans. And a lot of talk about who might replace him on the ballot. A staunch abortion opponent vowing to stay in the race, Mr. Aiken, indicated he represents a conservative movement that must be heard. No question about that. But how is it, I guess my question from people who think like I do, how is it that these people think that this is the most important issue? Anyway, he was on with Mike Huckabee and basically underscored his feelings. And Mitt Romney says, along with lots of other people, he needs to get out. 800-510-8255. Is this phony outrage on either side over the remarks? But there's a lot of anxiety. You got to see that. A lot of anxious Republicans. And yet, maybe this is the, what, by giving control over or letting or whatever, this is not the Republican Party I grew up with. I admit to being a Rockefeller Republican. I don't care about social issues. I care about fiscal issues. I'm very strong anti-abortion, but I don't get into everybody's face about it because I don't want to control everybody. What about the jobs discussion? What about the economy? What is this all? It's the dismay here, which is appropriate among those who are in the mainstream Republican Party. You got this because you didn't address what these people were talking about. Now, folks are going to say this is the Tea Party. The Tea Party started, and I had signed on lock, stock, and barrel to the Tea Party because it was about fiscal conservatism. It's about fiscal responsibility. It's about the stuff that Ryan's talking about. If Ryan's on this other stuff, and he may be, a lot of people are saying, yep, he did this, then that's an inappropriate concern for, in my way of reading it, for our discussion, because that's not the problem the country is having right now. So you want to play into Obama's hand. There are a lot of people who say this is all, as the angry lady who called a few minutes ago, set up by the news media. Maybe it is, because they knew they could trap this guy because he's not that bright. Anyway, 800-510-8255. Lots more callers on this, including yours if you feel strongly about it. Help yourself. 800-510-TALK or email to Doug at DougStefan.com.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed omega-3 krill oil from Schiff.
How many American soldiers have received the Purple Heart Award? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Since World War II, 1.7 million American soldiers have been awarded the Purple Heart, including almost 1 million during World War II and 200,000 during the Vietnam War. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
800-510-8255. As you can imagine, some of the comments that have been made from callers and perhaps mine stir the pot a little bit. 800-510-8255. I think it's interesting that Paul Ryan called this guy and asked him to get out. And that, I find that interesting. Harold is in Dardanelles, in the Dardanelles. Hi, Harold.
Yes, sir. I was topics here. One is the semantics of the of what the congressman said.
All right, if you can summarize your discussional points in a couple of seconds, that would be good. We're running tight on time.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, we'll get to the second one. A friend of mine out in Colorado is a large sheep ranch, and he was having trouble with his ewes conceiving. The fertility specialist came out, determined that his son's large dogs were traumatizing the ewes by chasing them. And once, and they
what's this got to do with a conversation we're having?
Trauma the youth conceived gets back to what he said about legitimate rape. If the congressman was referring to legitimate rape as the physical traumatic shock.
Okay, sir. 800-510-8255, 51 past the hour. More callers coming up.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Our discussion comments Todd Akin has made. Are they appropriate? Should they be stricken from the record? No. Are they appropriate for a campaign? Anything's appropriate for a campaign. Is it the most important issue? N-O, no. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, it's outlandish statement. All you got to do is look at the root cause of what most of these statements come from, and that's money. You know, he's just another puppet politician. He's got some big backers with lots of money. This is their idea. They're afraid to spout this out themselves, so they get some politician paying to say whatever they want. They don't really care about this man, or they care more about themselves, but when it gets right down to it, look for where the money's coming from.
Follow the money! That's a very interesting, the folks in the John Birch Society, the Koch brothers, they would share this point of view, and I would be interested to find out how much money he can get from the Koch brothers. That's a very interesting point, sir. Thanks for making it. 800-510-8255. Here's June in Nebraska on the Republicans.
I believe that the Republicans want him to step down because Ryan is a co-sponsor to this, this bill that he signed. And the Republicans are all afraid that they're all going to have their hands muddied because they all want that abortion thing. They all believe the same thing he does, and they all want him out. So I think it's really a hypocrite for the Republicans to try and get him out. I mean, this is all what they believe.
800-510-8255. What do you believe? I think that's what's important. What do you feel is the strongest part of arguments on either side? Cedric's in Alabama.
I would just like to point out that Representative Aiken's remarks are unfortunately ignorant. But then again, 90% of Washington, D.C. is unfortunately ignorant about this economy. And also, the war in Afghanistan. Our mission was to go in, get those who attacked us on 9/11, and bring the troops home. Our mission is not to nation build halfway around the world. If the United States wants to nation build, they should do it in this country by winning the hearts and minds of the citizens of America with bridges and roads.
800-510-8255. So I guess sort of a summary is in order here. He's getting a lot of pressure from his own party. Representative Todd Aiken says he's not dropping out of the race in Missouri. He remained, would you use the word defiant? I suppose that's a word that might work. The Republicans say he ought to get out. Democrats say he ought to get out. The candidacy has a solid, strong base to it. I think you can hear that here. The uproar is about the interpretation of the words. I just think putting those two words together isn't very smart. He was on a couple of radio programs yesterday, said he believes that it's important for him to press on with his campaign against Claire McCaskill, who's no great shakes either. That's my editorial comment. He may have already killed his chances, though. Did he? Does he have a chance? He answered a question about his stance on abortion in an interview last week. That's where all of this came from. He apologized for what he called inaccurate statements. Frank in Pennsylvania, what do you make of all of this?
I just wanted to touch base with you on this Aiken thing. I think the guy, he just misspoke. I think he couldn't articulate what he wanted to say, but we really don't know. We're just armchair quarterbacking here and guessing what we thought the guy wanted to say. His past history shows he's dead set against abortion and anything that goes with it, all that stuff. And I think that's why they're coming out of the woodwork to go after him. They finally got his head on the chopping block.
All right. So that makes some sense. And maybe that's where we ought to stop in terms of callers here. I did find it interesting that a Republican Party committee embracing the language it has used in the platform for the past 8 years, no mention of exceptions for rape or incest, as the whole discussion takes away from the main, and that's why I think we need a third party. This is a perfect example of why we need a third party. People like me who don't care, and I suspect it's the majority of people in the country, frankly, that the success of this country and whether we survive in the way that we have for the past 50, 60, 70 years isn't based on whether abortion is front and center or not. It's based on what the fiscal realities are. 59 pass.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.